This is Derek Warren with Tim Hemman of IDOT District 7. Thanks for joining me today.
No problem, Derek. Good to be here.
Yeah, and as we were saying beforehand, the weather hasn't really cooperated as of late as far as construction work is going, but I'm sure there has been progress made over the last month or so. So what are they working on now? We'll start with Fayette Avenue.
Yeah, Fayette Avenue, they're moving along pretty good. Weather has slowed some things down. As far as the raised median, right at the intersection of Henrietta and Fayette, they're currently working on the west side, and they just have the inside of the median, top of the median to finish. So hopefully next week they can probably finish up that median to the west of Henrietta on Fayette. And they're still working on Henrietta between Fayette and Jefferson through Jefferson Avenue there. And they're hoping to switch May 9th from the west side of Henrietta to the east side. So they're hoping to have all the west side done and move over on May 9th to the east side of Henrietta. And in that process, they will be closing Jefferson Avenue also on that side.
So, that road will be entirely closed for a little bit.
Yeah, at the intersection of Jefferson and Henrietta on the east side of the intersection, it will be closed. It'll be closed roughly to the middle of June, roughly. They hope to have it back opened up. So a month and a half or a good solid month, it'll be closed.
Okay, and that's just the continuation of this project. It's moving from the left side to the...
Yeah, moving over to the east side of Henrietta that way, and then they're closing the Jefferson so they can hopefully get it done quicker is the reason for the closure to, you know, expedite the construction of the intersection a little quicker.
All right, so you got median work finishing up on Fayette Avenue, and then you got that work going on. Any other little sections of Fayette Avenue that they're working on, or is that pretty much it for this month?
For this coming month, that'd be pretty much it. They may try to get some sod down, if they can. That's pretty much it on the Fayette and Henrietta.
Okay, what other construction projects do we have going on in the area then?
Well, we do have a patching and resurfacing project on I-70, and it's in Cumberland County, actually, just and it's in the westbound lane only, just east of the Effingham-Cumberland County line there, just east of Montrose. Like I said, it's just in the westbound lanes, and they've got the patching. The patching can be pretty well done this week. Then they'd be gone for a couple weeks, so about mid-May they'll be back there, and they should be done by the end of June. And it's just a two-mile section. We had some pavement issues in that westbound lane for about 2 miles, so they should be in and out of there by June 1st.
All right. Yeah, I know I-70 has been under scrutiny here the last couple of years because of the construction there, but it's nice to hear that it's just in on one side of it, not on both sides like it was
for
a while.
Yeah, just being the westbound lane. And also, we have the Illinois 33 Bridge Repair Project west of Shumway. It's on stage two, and it should be done by the end of May, that project. So the signals we have up down there, along 33, should be hopefully down by end of May.
Okay. Any others you want to mention?
Yeah, there's a couple other projects I was going to mention that may affect the locals' travel. On Illinois 128 in Shelby County, from south of Cowden-Herrick to Illinois 16, there's a patching, milling, and resurfacing project, and it started about 2 weeks ago, and it will run through. There'll be flaggers directing traffic out there probably through the end of June.
Okay.
I know a lot of people, head up towards Springfield or in that area that go through there.
Yeah, definitely. It's a well-traveled area, that's for sure, in that road in particular. And you said there was one other one at least?
Yeah, there's one other one that may affect people around here. It's on Illinois 121. It's north of the Montrose Blacktop. All the way to Illinois, or U.S. 45, just south of Mattoon, where Illinois 21 connects up with U.S. 45. That's a patching and resurfacing project, and it's going on right now, and they should be through with that project by the end of May.
We got lots of projects going on here for the month of May, all over the place.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all of them that are going on in the area so far?
Yeah, I think that covers most of the larger projects.
All right. Anything else you want motorists to be aware of? Obviously, be safe in the construction zones is first and foremost.
Yeah, just slow down, pay attention to changing conditions for flaggers and any kind of devices out there directing you around, and stay off electronic devices and don't get distracted.
Yeah, drive safe. It'll help you and the construction workers alike. So as always, Tim, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thanks, Derek.